Trey Kennard, big winner today, 1-1, 7 points going into Paula. Talk about your day, though. Really a great day.
Well, I think we all know, and I know, that the true story today was Timmy Ferry's lap with Evan Ferry on the front. And
I didn't want to bring that up right out of the gate, but let's talk about it. It was cool, huh?
It was emotional. Yeah. I mean, I think that everyone knows that just everyone knows.
Yeah, everyone knows.
I don't even have to say anything. Everyone knows.
You know, you're up for a permanent number next year. A certain number might be free. Perhaps, maybe, in honor. He didn't die or anything, but maybe in honor
of his great career. Man, 15. Yeah. I don't know that I'm eligible for that. I think they should retire it. You know, they do that in, like, baseball. And
raise it up. Yeah.
At Bud's Creek.
That was good. That made me laugh. Hey, dude, your pass on Wilson in the second moto, you were so close to crashing, but it was an amazing pass.
Yeah, I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I was like, dude, I got to get around this guy.
You were on the edge, though, right?
Like, yeah. Because, man, I felt terrible at the beginning of the race, and I never really felt solid, but I knew I had to hang it out and kind of get busy. And I knew that if I hung around him much longer that Purcell might have got me. So I just went for it, and I was kind of drifting and, sliding.
Yeah. Like Fast and Furious, or no.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Dude, one thing about you, though, like, he's on you. You know it's Purcell. You know the points race. You didn't panic. You didn't – I mean, how was it a fight to, like not gas it too much too soon and all that? Like, it was really impressive, by the way.
Well, I said to somebody else today, it was one of those days where I was just really, like, kind of in the moment. Uh-huh. And I was really concentrated on what I was doing. And, man, those are good days. You know? Wagon. Those are good days, you know, because you don't think about anything. You just kind of ride. And I was really worried coming in because, yesterday I had a bad travel day, and it was just, like, totally set bad vibes into my weekend. And but we ate Bravo Italian, and it just – everything was better.
Running all back.
So, I was stoked on the day, especially that second moto, because I was kind of falling apart and pulled it back together and had a good race.
I don't know about falling apart. I never saw you falling apart ever at all. But
I felt like I was falling apart. Right. Inside, I was going, I'm falling apart.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the first moto podium. People were booing Purcell. You told them not to?
Yeah, it kills me to hear that. Yeah. Especially when the guy is as talented as he is, he's fun to watch. I personally think he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And he's really done nothing wrong other than... He's from France. I mean, you can't really hold that
from Canada.
Yeah, I don't boo you. So I think that people are just, you know, they have a lot of pride in America, and they want to see it prevail. But I think, I don't know, I hate
to sound like the guy that's like, yo, we should be good people.
Rocky and Rocky IV, if you can change, I can change, we all can change. Him and the Russia.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to hit myself in the head now with the recorder because I remember that. No, honestly, very impressive, dude. You know, another podium, you're tooth and nail with a guy. Him getting booed maybe affects him mentally, but you're like, hey, don't boo him. I'm really impressed, like, not to.
I just could see it in his face that, like, the guy's over here, he's not from here. He doesn't like he has, like, the biggest group of friends. I mean, maybe he does, I don't know. But
I don't think he does.
I don't think he has a whole lot of friends. Right. And to be away from your family and just all this stuff that he's kind of had to do, and then to get booed after you did everything that you could do for basically no reason is like, dude, it's disheartening. I can just see it in his face, and I don't know. He's my competitor, but at the same time, you know, we're still human beings, you know.
No, seriously, really impressive. When's Jimmy Albertson coming back?
Dude, I don't know. I miss him. I don't have anyone to drink coffee with in the morning. My cat comes and drinks coffee with me.
Well, here you were, your big entourage outside the truck here, outside the press tent, that you won the moto, won one on the day, and you're standing out here with exactly nobody.
Yeah, kind of low-key. Marky Mark came this weekend, though, so he was stoked.
And Ferry, we were watching the moto together. Ferry told me, man, I'm really nervous. Like, he was freaking out. He kept pacing back and forth to the time on the left.
He tells me he gets nervous. I'm like, oh.
And then this was a classic. Tomac... let you kind of let you got by him, but then he didn't pushed the issue. He let you go by. And then Wilson, same thing. Purcell got alongside Wilson, and Wilson let him go. And Timmy was like, that's bullshit. the exact same scenario.
I guess when you're like on the receiving end, right. It's like it's never right. cool. But right. I hope it doesn't come down to team tactics and it stays right. clean and that you know whoever wins it right. wins it.
I mean, I think you had Tomac pass, but I think he was like, oh, it's Trey. Okay, like he yeah. got me pass, so yeah. I'm not gonna stick
He's
it.
He's not
in.
Gonna force the issue, right. which was cool. You know, I know last weekend whenever I was really not doing good that he. Yeah. He didn't want to pass me, but right. he did, so.
Well, he kind of had to.
He kind of had to. I was doing terrible.
All right, well, cool. Hey, man, thank you and congratulations, and I really look forward. It was a great race today, great pass in Wilson, and I really look forward to Paula.
Thanks, dude. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.